Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who humbly and graciously accepted the 2002 Small Business Journalist of the Year Award.
Who's the man? Who's the man?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging around with me today. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. We're glad to have you here. If you've been listening already, well, that means you're a smart person, because it means you wanted to hang around and listen to Tom Asack. You wanted to hear what Tom has to say, probably because you heard him before. Probably because you know who he is. Probably because you've heard him make his many appearances on this show over the last several years. Tom is one of the world's top brand strategists and a great marketing mind, and one of the smartest guys I know. He's the author of Sandbox Wisdom, also The Four Sides of Sandbox Wisdom, and the new little booklet, A Brand New World, 10 Guiding Business Principles for Success in Chaotic Times. More importantly, though, he's our good friend. Tom Asacker, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Great to be here.
It's good to have you back. And here we are betwixt and between a couple of pretty big holidays, Christmas and New Year, with Hanukkah spanning the two. And you know, Tom, I think what we have here is an example of bad calendar planning. What do you think?
Well, that seems to be the nature of us small business owners and entrepreneurs today. We can't seem to control and predict how things are going to be tossed at us. You know, so I think it's a perfect metaphor for these times.
Well, if you think about it, I mean, you know, we got in a span of 7 days, we got essentially four off days, four national holidays. And of course, only two of them are actual national holidays. But a lot of people, you know, expect to get an extra day off. You know,
well, that's true. I think a lot of people are off today, aren't they?
Some people are. A lot of people are. And if they're not in retail anyway, then they are. But anyway, it's just kind of a weird time. I feel that if they'd consulted a few more small business owners back when they were planning all these dates, that we could have helped them out a little bit better, don't you think?
Yeah, I agree with you on that one. For sure.
I think government, clearly government workers, politicians, put these two dates together, you know, not thinking about the impact on the marketplace. But Tom, you've been doing some thinking about some things that you'd like to see happen in 2006, some suggestions that you have for us on how to do a little better job next year. And I'd like for you to tell us about some of those.
Well, yeah, you know, I was putting together my list of what I call marketing resolutions for 2006, because, I mean, I think of myself primarily as a marketing guy. People use that big fancy word branding now, but, you know, in my mind, and since the days I started as a small business owner, it's always been to help people, help their audience connect with them through marketing. So I've been going through making my list of, I call it my seven C's of my marketing resolutions for 2006. And I'm going to post them tomorrow, as a matter of fact, on my blog. So I don't want anyone driving and writing at the same time. So they can go to my website tomorrow. It's at cleareye.com if they want. And they can see what a blog is at the same time and read these resolutions. But quickly, I'll tell you what they are. My first and most important one is clarity. And what I mean by that is, before I write anything, before I create any new products, before I communicate to anyone, spend a nickel in 2006, I want to be clear in my mind about the value that I'm providing to my audience. I really want to understand how me producing more stuff in this United States of extravagance, how that's really going to improve people's lives, because I don't want to be the guy adding more confusion and complexity to people's lives. I think that's the most important thing.
That's a pretty moralistic approach to marketing there, isn't it, Tom?
Well, you can call it moralistic, but I call it survival of the fittest.
I agree with you. I guess what I'm getting at, though, I mean, that's very noble, And I like the way you're thinking, but, you know, a lot of people are hearing you say that, and they're thinking, what? What is me contributing to the world? What does that have to do with what I sell?
Well, I'm taking a look at this from a very selfish, self-serving approach because, you know, as a marketer, as a person who studies what's going on in the marketplace right now, I see people opening up small businesses left and right that are basically Me Too little businesses, and it's
No differentiation, no value proposition of their own.
Nothing. It's just creating clutter. And, you know, I can see that these people aren't going to make it.
Mm-hmm. No, you're exactly right. And well said. And I want to come back and dwell on that a little bit when we come back after these messages. Folks, this is a very, very important point. If you're having trouble getting your model, your business model flourishing, if you're having trouble getting it going, or if you're about to start a business, what Tom is talking about is critical. 20 till. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Watching the tide roll away.
Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there, and I hope you'll check out the blog, too, by the way. You can find the blog on the homepage, or you can go to jimsblog.biz. Either one of those will help you find the blog, and you can subscribe to it. We'll actually send it to you, just like the newsletter. And by the way, if you're a subscriber to the newsletter, I should have pointed this out earlier, if you're a subscriber to the newsletter, don't worry, it hasn't gone out yet. I usually send it on Sunday, but since Sunday was Christmas, I decided it's going out today. It's going out this morning. I didn't want it to kind of get lost in all the... And I knew you probably weren't going to look at it anyway, it's going out later today. So look for it there. Tom A. Sacker is our guest. He's one of our top small business experts in the Brain Trust. And Tom, you were talking about what you're thinking, what your resolution, your marketing resolution for your company for 2006 is to make sure that whatever you do, That it's has value, that it contributes something to the world, to your customers. And you believe, I think, Tom, that way too many companies never get to that perspective in their business.
That's right. I think they think about their business as far as the products and services that they offer, which really supplement, if you will, the value that they provide. I mean, there has to be something in that product and service that improves someone's life. I don't care if it's financial value that they're gaining because they saved a few dollars, if it's time value that they gained, entertainment value, but there has to be something in there that people value beyond whatever the product or service is. I mean, look at the iPod. The iPod is an MP3 player. I've had an MP3 player smaller than the iPod for 3 years prior to it coming out.
Hmm.
But the iPod had a heck of a lot more identity value and time value because it had the iTunes connected to it, made it easy for people. So understanding how to make these products and services a bundle of values of what contributes to marketplace success. It's just the nature of it.
One of the things that I think people, two things I think they do, Tom. Number one is they look around, they see other people doing things, and they say, if they can do it, I can do it. And it never occurs to them that there might be, you know, there might be a finite opportunity for doing it exactly the way those people are doing it. And if you can't, as you said earlier, if you can't come up with a way to deliver that thing in a way that makes you different, that differentiates you from the others, then basically, you're not going to make it properly. That's what you were saying earlier, and I agree with you.
Yeah, we've saturated the marketplace now with stuff and with everything. If you can find a marketplace opportunity where there isn't all this stuff, go for it.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I don't see it. Right across the street from me, I've got probably 8 or 9 different little places I can get a sandwich or a sub sandwich or a cup of coffee or a donut or a croissant. And you know what? I just bounce around like a butterfly to different flowers. You know, and people try to lure you in by giving you discounts, so, you know, they start losing their profitability because they're giving away the store. Unless I find something that I truly value the experience and I make it part of my life to go there, then it's a crapshoot for these other businesses.
Well, not only that, Tom, but as a small business, you've got to be different enough, you've got to be unique enough, you've got to add value enough that people will not only come to your place to do business with you, because you need the volume, obviously, but also you need to do it so that you can charge enough money to stay in business.
Absolutely.
And that's one of the biggest things I see small business owners getting into, and that is thinking that they're going to be the price leader. And this is one thing that I like to say. I wish I didn't have to say it, but it's something I think needs to be said over and over and over again. Tom, you've heard me say it before. I know you say it all the time. The price war is over, and we lost. Small business lost.
That's true.
The other thing, Tom, I was going to point out, I said there were two things earlier. The second thing is, what's in it for me is the biggest motivating, the most powerful force in the marketplace to me. What's in it for me? But the problem is too many small business owners don't understand that me isn't them. When they actually look at their business as a method of what's in it for me, and they don't realize that, yes, what's in it for me is the right thing to think about, but you're not the me. It's the customers who are the me.
Yeah, no, that's right. And it's interesting because I'll read commentary, newspapers, news reports, all kinds of things. People, this is what I hear. People don't like Walmart. Look at all the bad press they're getting. So how come people keep shopping there? Because people don't care about whether they like Walmart or not. That's just not how people make decisions. Because if it were, then every time I went into a small business, I would call all the small business's employees over, and I would say, tell me, do you like the owner? Tell me how he treats you. What kind of benefits does he give you? That's not, I don't care about that. I care about how I'm treated.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's the nature of it.
Absolutely. What's in it for me? And don't forget, folks, the me is the customer. Quick break, pin till. We'll be right back with our good friend Tom Mazaker. Tom, give us your website before we go out.
It's aclareye.com.
www.aclareye.com. Quick break. I'm going to get at least one more resolution out of Tom before he goes for 2006. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're rocking and rolling with our good friend Tom Mazaker. Folks, I encourage you to check out his book, Sandbox Wisdom, and the Four Sides of Sandbox Wisdom, and A Brand New World. Tom, can we can get these at your website, can't we?
Can do what?
We can get your books at your website.
Oh, absolutely.
Work with me, Tom. I'm trying to sell some books here for you.
No, I even posted. I posted, if you look at, it says Thought Pieces. I posted a free PDF document. It's like a book that you can look at right on your screen.
Yeah.
I posted that about a week and a half ago. I've got all kinds of people coming to get that. So,
anyone
that wants to see what's going on in the marketplace.
Is that free?
That's a free one.
Thank you for that. And that's aclareye.com, folks. www.aclareye.com. And I hope you'll check it out. Give us another. We need another resolution out of you, Tom.
What would I say? I said clarity. Well, the next one would be conviction, which means I'm not going to be afraid to be passionate about what my point of view is. What we're noticing in the marketplace today is that people either love a particular organization and brand, or they hate it. there isn't any in between. The ones that are like the threes, you know, the people that aren't the ones and aren't the fives but are the threes, mm-hmm. they're disappearing because people could care less. So you need a strong point of view about what you do. If you're going to be, if you're going to own a little ski shop, then you've got to be the ski expert. You've got to have conviction and passion about what you're teaching people about skiing. You can't just be this person who doesn't want to make waves and is going to sell some skis at a discount. It's not going to happen. And part of what why you need this conviction is because as a small business, your marketing dollars are very limited. If you have a strong point of view and you're really passionate about it, you communicate it passionately, you will spread word of mouth through people that you come in contact with.
Especially if you can convey that passion, that conviction to how you take care of your customers. You if you can get them to the point where they say, you know what, I can't buy this from anybody else because I might mess up and John won't let me mess up.
Oh, exactly right. It's some way of demonstrating that you are different and that you really care. What did I hear? I heard about a small car dealership. I don't remember where it was. But when they had a trade-in come in for a new car, they would have the technician go to the trade-in car and write down all of the radio stations that were pre-programmed in
right.
the traded-in car
I heard about
and go
that.
And put it in the new car.
Yeah.
I mean, it sounds like a silly little thing, but it's demonstrating to the customer, you know what, we care about you. We make this personally relevant to you and your life. And that little story spreads all over the place.
And how much business did that one small little effort get them? How many customers did it get them that they can't run off?
Let me tell you, more than any ad that they run, because when we run an ad, we tell ourselves, listen, we know what they're telling us. That doesn't mean they care about us. But when a customer tells their friends, look, this is what they did, they demonstrated mm-hmm. that they cared about me. That's the most important marketing that you can do out there today.
And what you're saying, you're not saying don't advertise. You're saying that our budgets are so small, we can't be successful on our advertising budgets. We've got to make sure that we complement whatever we're spending on radio, newspaper, television, cable, whatever it might be. We've got to make sure that we complement that with certain performance.
Well, that's right. I'm saying demonstrate what you advertise. If you say in your advertisements, we love you, then show that
right.
you love them.
Right.
Because everyone's saying we love you. So definitely advertise. You know, I told you, somebody told me once that, you know, not advertising is like winking at a pretty girl in a dark room. You know, you might know what you're doing, but she doesn't have a clue.
That's funny.
So you have to turn on the light, you know, so people know what you're doing.
Hey Tom, I'm glad we found you. I like having you on the show. You're a good man. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
And we'll get you back again real soon. But in the meantime, have a great new year.
Yes, you too, and to all of your listeners as well.
Thanks for that book offer. By the way, folks, check out his website, aclear-eye.com. He's got a free PDF for you there I think you'll like. And if you're a small business owner, I'm going to be presumptuous and say you need it. Thanks, Tom. We'll see you next time.
Thank you, Jim.
Quick break. Be back after these messages or just on the other side of the news. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.